الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. وقد قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: من تواضع لله رفعه الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل، لقد نسبت به نسلا لذي أقمي. أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به، وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء عظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
Respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us out of His sheer mercy and only out of the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Suratul Fatiha, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah Ta'ala bahut hi meherban hai, Allah Ta'ala is extremely merciful, and sirf Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala ki rahmat ki taqaza thi. It is only the demand of the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has created us. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has created us out of the sadqa of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so great. And so much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that ulama have mentioned, لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ. If it was not for you, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala ye sari dunya nahi paida farmati. Allah would have not created the entire creation. So the entire creation is existing out of the sheer mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and out of the sadqa of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we realize this, then automatically, naturally, on the tongue of every banda should be durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should ponder and think, how much durood do I send upon my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through whose barakat we are existing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is arhamur rahimeen, the most merciful of all. Allah ta'ala is the creator of mercy. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to us rahmatul lil alameen, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to teach us how to live under the mercy of Allah. Allah ta'ala ki rahmat ki saaye mein kaise jeena, how to live under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has sent Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in this month of Rajab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown the high position of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was the honorable position of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah Ta'ala ne is mahina mein Rajab mein usko izhar farmaya. Allah has made it clear and manifest. And that is why the position of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot be understood by any ordinary human being. Sahib-e-Qasida Burda says so beautifully, Allama Busairi who wrote the beautiful poem Qasida Burda Sharif. He says that according to us, we only know Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the highest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But beyond that, we don't even know that besides Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no creation can match Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The position of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Muhammadun sayyidul qawnayn wal thaqalayn wal fariqayn min arabi wa min ajami. Muhammad sayyidul qawnayn. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the leader of both the worlds, this world and the hereafter. Sayyidul qawnayn wa thaqalayn wal fariqayn, the leader of both jinnat and insan, the leader of both the Arabs and the non-Arabs. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's position, Allah Ta'ala has shown in the special incident of Miraj. And Allahu Akbar, it is mentioned, faqan nabiyyin fi khalqin wa fi khuluqin وَلَمْ يُدَانُوهُ فِي عِلْمِهُ وَلَا كَرَمِي. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has surpassed apne rutba mein, he has gone past all the anbiya alayhimus salat wa salam. Nobody could come even close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as far as his knowledge is concerned. As far as his karam, his honor and his greatness is concerned, nobody could match Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjidil haram. Subhan Allah ta'ala has started the surah so beautifully that don't look at the personality. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest human being, but he's a human being after all. Insan to hai. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest creation of Allah, but Allah is Allah. Don't put Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the same position like Allah. Allah is Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an insan, but the best of all insan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you look at this incident on a level of a human being, then fir shubha paida hoga. Many people have doubts. Did Miraj take place physically? Did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam reach in a short while such a high position that faqana kaba qawsayn aw adna? Did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam reach a position one or two arms length, very very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you ponder what a human being, you can't understand it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne pehle se ye baat saaf kar diya. Ye koi insani taqat nahi, uske peeche jo karne wala hai, kiski taqat hai? Allah Rabbul Izzat. Look at the one who is taking Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has given Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam this position. Allah Ta'ala says, subhanalladhi asra. Bahut paak zaat hai wo. Allah Ta'ala is very very pure. Allah Ta'ala is free from any weakness whatsoever. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, koi cheez mahal nahi. Nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ek split minute mein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ka kudrat wo hai. Innama amruhu idha arada shay'an ay yakula lahu kun fayakun. Allah ta'ala's power and kudrat is, when Allah decides anything must come in existence, Allah just have to say kun. And ulama have explained, mufassirin have bataya, ye kaaf aur noon milne se pehle Allah ta'ala ka hukam izhar hote. That Allah ta'ala, whatever Allah has decided, the command of Allah comes into existence. So don't look at the personality, this human being. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kudrat. And look at the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because of the barakat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have become the honorable servants of Allah. Hamara rutba itna bar gaya Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki barakat se. Because of the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. Bushra lana ya ma'ashar al-islami inna lana min al-inayati ruknan ghayra munhadami. لما جاء الله داعينا لطاعته بأكرم الرسل كنا أكرم الأمم. صاحب قصيدة بردة علامة بوسيري, who have written the beautiful poem قصيدة بردة شريف. We just enjoy the rhythm and the beautiful sound. But what he has mentioned on the praises of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we should understand. He says, Bushra lana ya mashar al-Islam. That, O people of Islam, very very glad tidings to you. Mubarak badi tumhare liye. Your great glad tidings to you. Min al inayati, from Allah Ta'ala ki khas ni'mati, the special favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ruknan ghayra munhadami. We got such a pillar of support. Aisa sutoon. Jo koi usko nahi gira sakta hai. Nobody can drop down this pillar of support which Allah Ta'ala has given us. And what pillar of support kya hai? What is that pillar of support? Lamma da'a Allah da'ina li ta'atihi. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his da'i, his inviter towards the oneness of Allah. Ke logo ko farigh kar do makhlooq ki ibadat se. That free the people from the worship of creation and join them to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawheed pa sikhao, teach people the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala ki kudrat, tawheed should penetrate our hearts. And this is the greatest gift, iman. Iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ke siwai koi aur hai hi nahi hamare liye. Besides Allah, there is nobody for us. Puri nizam chalane wala sirf Allah ta'ala hai. The whole world is in control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aur is baat ko samajhne ke liye, to understand the fact and reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam right to the arsh of Allah on the occasion of Rajab. To show to the whole world, sabko dikhane ke liye, ke look, don't look at the outward system of the world. This world functions with asbab. That what means. You adopt the means and your work gets done. But don't get caught up in the means. The means does not do your work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki hukam se sabko chal raha hai. Without the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no medicine can give you cure. No doctor can diagnose you. Nothing. Your bed can't give you sleep. Your food can't take away your hunger. The water can't take away your thirst. Sirf Allah ta'ala ki hukam se. Only and only with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to understand this reality and this fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Dekho, hamari Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka kya rutba hai. Look at the position of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjidil haram. That ek hi raat mein, in the portion of a night, in one small portion of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Mere mahbub ko le aao, go and bring my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to meet you. Allahu Akbar. A direct invitation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say. Allah has given the special invitation. Or fear a special invitation. Allah ta'ala did not only keep it specially for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah was so kind and so merciful that Allah gave it to the whole ummah. That till today, Allah Ta'ala has got a special inviter, the Muazzin. 5 times a day is calling us for the special invitation. But how much do we pay attention to it? Me and you should think. Namaz ki paabandi hamari zindagi mein kitna hai? How much are we punctual for the special invitation that Allah Ta'ala has given? So anyway, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes and he takes Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam to Kaaba Sharif. There at Kaaba Sharif, the first heart operation that took place in the world was on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam cut open the chest of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He brought the knife and he brought the beautiful golden tray from Jannat. He took out the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and he washed it in Zamzam. So water of Zamzam is so mubarak. Zamzam ka pani itna mubarak hai. That is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned as Zamzam ulima shuriba. When you drink Zamzam water, whatever niyat you make, if you make niyat, Ya Allah, hamari iman kawi bana de. Make my iman strong, your iman will become strong. So Zamzam is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my honorable illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid sahab daum barakatuh farmate hai ki aaj kal afsos, hum umrah ko jate, haj ke liye jate, lekin hamari dastarkhan mein bajaye Zamzam ke, ye kala pani, black water, the coke, jo poison hai, we have that. Where Zamzam is free of charge, and we go and buy water, we go and buy mineral water. The best water of this world and of akhirat is Zamzam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's chest was washed. It was put back into his heart. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken on the Buraq right to Baytul Muqaddas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdi laylam minal masjidil haram ilal masjidil aqsa. In the portion of the night. Asra, this journey of Miraj has got 2 parts. One is called Asra. The first part from Masjidul Haram, from Makkatul Mukarrama to Baytul Muqaddas is called Asra. That is on the Buraq. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. In few moments time, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reached Masjidul Aqsa. Then to show the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala ne sare anbiya ko jama farmaya. Allah gathered all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Mere mahbub aa raha hai, uska istiqbal karo. Then welcome my beloved Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala made it the time of namaz. Namaz ka waqta. Phir Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala ne bataya imam kaun hai. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ko aage farmaya. He put Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in front. That the command of Allah is, you are the imam of all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sari anbiya ke imam hai. Wo hamari nabi. That is our leader. Lekin aaj kal hum kiske itiba kar rahe hain? Whose sunnat we are following? We are following the fashion of everybody else. We have forgotten the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made imamah day of all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. From there, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was taken to the seven heavens, right al Sidratul Muntaha. A portion right close to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very close to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jab waha paunche, to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam ne farmaya, ay habibi khuda, ab usse aage aap akela jaye. That from this point you have to go yourself. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne farmaya, main foreign hu, I am a foreigner in this place, I don't know the road above. Aap mere rehbar hai, you are guiding me all the time. Why are you not guiding me ahead? Allahu Akbar. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam ne farmaya, ae habibi khuda, usse aage jo jayega, jo jal jayega. That whoever goes beyond that point, Sidratul Muntaha, one hair's breadth beyond that point, he will burn down to ashes. Uske liye ijazat sirf aur sirf Allah Ta'ala ne aapko diya. Allah has given you only that position to come right close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Jab Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ko ye rutba mila, to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ko fakhr nahi aaya aliyaz billah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne ye baat hame sikhai. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us that man tawaza lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. Whoever humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah, jiske dil mein tawadu ho Allah Ta'ala ke liye, whoever humbles himself, Allah Ta'ala raises him. And وَمَدْ تَكَبَّرَ وَضَعُ اللَّهِ. Whoever has got pride, I'm somebody, میں برا مفتی ہو, میں برا شیخ ہو, میں علامہ ہو, یا میں پروفیسر ہو, اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو ذلیل کرتا ہے. So whoever humbles himself, نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا سب سے برا رتبہ عبدیت تھا. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم showed he is the humble slave of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. When he showed he is the humble slave of Allah, اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرمایا سبحان الذي اسرا بعبده. ہم نے اپنے بندے کو سب سے پیارا بندہ نبی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, my greatest slave, I took him right to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جہاں کسی کو entry نہیں تھا, nobody had permission to come so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم reached that high position. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reached such a high position that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala showed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the Akhirat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw Jannat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw Jahannam. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to inform us, اے میرے بندہ, اگر اللہ تعالیٰ کی محبت چاہتے ہو, if you want the love of Allah, فتبعونی, follow my way of life. Then you'll get the enjoyment of Jannat in this world already. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw Allah has given me this high position, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam immediately fell down in the praises of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala ki tarif karne lage. Aur woh tarif kya hai? Aaj hame sab ko ye hadiya mila. Each one of us have got this great gift of praising Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. At-tahiyyatu lillah was-salawatu wat-tayyibat. یہ جو ہم پڑھتے ہیں التحیات, یہ تعریف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اس وقت کیا جہاں جب اللہ کے عرش پر پہنچ جائے. When he reached the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he presented the praises to Allah. That, oh Allah, all my verbal ibadat, all my physical ibadat, all my monetary ibadat, yani meri sab qurbani, mali ibadat, everything, jaise Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam ne farmaya, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin. Meri jina aur marna, my loving and my dying also, it's only for you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jab aapne sab kuch ni'mat ata farmaya, when you gave it all to me, then my dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab rahmatullah alayhi pyare andaaz mein farmate, agar dil dena ho to isi ko de do jisne tumhe dil diya. If you want to give your heart to somebody, give it to the creator of your heart. Don't give your heart to the sports. Don't give your heart to your business. Don't give your heart to one woman. Give your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah comes in your heart, agar tu ek mera to har shay meri, asma mera zami meri, agar tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi mera. Oh Allah, if you are mine, the whole world will be mine. So how to become Allah's? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised Allah and show you must become a humble servant of Allah. Become obedient to the commands of Allah. Realize we are the slaves of Allah. When Allah calls us to His court to perform salah, we should be just too happy. Our sleep we should throw one side. Our sport we should throw one side, our business one side. Allah Ta'ala ka hukam pehla. We should run towards namaz. Wasari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. Wasari'u fafirru ila Allah. Allah ki taraf doro. Run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lekin aajkal we're running everywhere else besides towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we get the rahmat of Allah? When you realize that position, Allah sends down more salamati. Allah says, assalamu alayka ayyuan nabi. That, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, abziyada salamati tum par. More salams upon you. And if we also perform namaz, abdiyat ke saath, what humbleness, that we are the ordinary slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We put our brains down in sajda. We put all our beauty, everything down. Ye Allah ke saamne hum taslim karte. We submit it all to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will send down salamati upon us. Today we see the parishani in the ummat. Namaz ki paabandi hum nahi kar. We are not punctual on our namaz. We don't have peace. We don't have salamati in life. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so close to Allah, His beloved. Our Allah and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two beloveds, do mahbub. Today if a person, a boy gets married, he's just waiting after nikah, when I'm going to meet my bride. Yeah, wakab aayega. When he gets his time to be in his private room with his bride, he forgets everybody else. Allah Ta'ala ne hame nahi bula. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't forget us. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately said, jab Allah Ta'ala mujh par salamati bhejte hain, to assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Oh Allah, mujh par and all the pious servants of Allah. To agar hum sab namazon aur sab nek logon ki dua chahte, to namaz ki pabandi karo. Okay, in namaz you will get salam of all the pious servants, all the duas of the pious servants. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Maine tumko miraj ata farmaya, I gave you this great position, tum khali haath mat jao yaha se, ye hajya le lo, namaz ki hajya le lo. Take this gift of salah. And ulama ne farmaya, as-salatu mirajul mu'min. Salat jo hai, namaz is the miraj of a believer. When you go into sajda, you at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You very, very close to Allah. But mine and your namaz today, one Maulana says very beautiful, that mine and your namaz up and down kiss the ground back to town. Aise namaz Allah ta'ala says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Destruction upon people who are reading namaz. Allah says, I don't want you to read namaz, اِقَامَتِ salah. Namaz ko qayam karo, learn how to perform namaz. The outward postures, etc., make it properly. Then namaz mein jaan hona chahiye. There must be life in your namaz. When you say Allahu Akbar, Allah ke saamne you surrendering. You throwing both the worlds behind and you only want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In front of the Allah, totally at ease. No motion, no scratching, anything. Or the badan ka qibla, qibla is Kaaba Sharif. The direction of qibla of the body is Kaaba Sharif. The direction of qibla of the heart is the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you perform namaz in this way, that you're the slave of Allah, Allah ta'ala ne, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne dua sikai, Rabbi khfirli zunubi waftahli abwaba rahmatik. When you enter the masjid, oh Allah, open the doors of rahmat for me. So when you come in the masjid, we have to take rahmat. But we come in the masjid, no beard, we go out with no beard. We come out with no sunnat, we go with no sunnat. We, the best, the most, where Allah's rahmat is descending, is upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Till today at Rauza-e Paak. So our Shaykh Hazrat Mohan Abdul Hamid Sahib teaches us, when you go to Rauza-e Sharif, make this niyat, Ya Allah, yaha Niagara Falls se bhi ziyada. More faster and what, more force than the Niagara Falls, your rahmat is descending. Let few drops of rahmat fall upon me. If you got your heart of the glass, the right side, Allah's rahmat will fall, your whole life will change. You'll become the obedient servant of Allah. You'll get peace and happiness in this world. Qabar mein kya milega aur akhirat mein kya milega. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize what a high position Allah has given us through the barakat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah has given us this great gift of namaz. We should appreciate it. Make a firm promise. The Rajab ka barakat kya hai? What is the barakat of Rajab? that we should become paband of namaz. That from today I won't miss not one of my namaz. Jitna kaza hui, jab se bali ho gaya. From the time I became matured, whatever namazes I miss, oh Allah, I will make the kaza of it. Uska kaza shuru karo. Phir dekho Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat ummat par kaise utrega. Allah Ta'ala mujhko sab ko taufeeq ata farmaye usme.